There was a little inflation surprise today that we need to talk about. From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update. The people with their PhDs in economics were thinking wholesale prices would fall for October. How could they not, with oil prices dropping and dropping? What happened instead today? An uptick in the producer price index. On Tuesdays, we check in with Julie Neiman, the analyst at Smith Moore & Company in St. Louis. Hello, Julie.
Morning, David.
So you see this producer price index going up 0.2%. It's up 1.6% year to year. How big a deal is this?
It's semi-paltry. It really isn't a large increase at all. What we have is inflation under the Fed's target 2%. It's muddling through. It's really not running away. So this is nothing to be concerned about. In fact, it's a semi-positive thing.
Even if car and truck prices, they went up 1% last month, biggest jump in 5 years, food prices up. But you don't think this will influence the date when the Federal Reserve moves interest rates higher next year?
Not at all. You know, the Fed is not focusing on unemployment anymore, but inflation is the focus. And what are they looking at? What the rest of the world also has in terms of inflation. Europe is way below us. We've got inflation, not a problem in Japan. In fact, it's deflation. So if we start to raise our interest rates, we're beggaring our neighbors here. The government stimulus is finally happening in Europe and finally happening in Japan. Inflation is still falling there. We cannot raise rates as long as our trading partners are up there. We've got a strong dollar, weak oil, so we're not going to see any kind of rate hikes until about the middle of 2015, even if then.
Even if then. Julie Neiman at Smith Moore & Company. Thank you very much.
You bet.
When choosing iPhone versus Android, you might see Apple and Samsung as rivals, but a deal is reportedly in the works for Samsung to once again supply most of the microchips inside Apple phones and tablets. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Apple and Samsung have fought in court over patents, but like many a squabbling couple, they find they need each other.
It's a complicated relationship, right?
John Aronson is research director at Gartner. He says Samsung needs Apple because it's a big player ordering lots of chips. Apple needs Samsung because it can reliably spit out lots of chips for Apple products.
They want to make sure that they don't create a bottleneck in their supply chain for a key component.
But how can they be so intertwined when they seem to hate each other? It's simple. According to Michael Palma, a semiconductor analyst at IDC, Samsung has compartmentalized its relationship with Apple.
It's different parts of Samsung. Samsung is a huge corporation. The chip business is run separately.
So while the Samsung division that sells phones may hate Apple, its chip business found a way to Apple's heart. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.
There's news that some cities in Oregon are looking at legal options to see if they can tax marijuana sales once recreational use becomes legal next summer. The measure voters approved the other week says only the state can tax pot. This is just one of the details that have to be worked out, with legal recreational use set to go into effect next July. On this beat is Oregon Public Broadcasting reporter Amelia Templeton, who joins us from Portland. Good morning.
Good morning.
So Oregon is a bit like Colorado, but not like neighboring Washington, in that Oregon already has an existing infrastructure that was built up around the medical use of marijuana. I assume that's going to shape and inform the system that comes in once recreational use is fully legalized.
Oregon is a little bit sort of halfway in between Washington and Colorado. We've had a medical marijuana program for a long time, but we haven't actually had a system of dispensaries. We've had this proliferation of sort of garage and backyard pot farms, in addition to a few larger illegal grows in the national forests. It's also really labor intensive. So people are getting paid between $20 and $30 an hour to do the sort of handwork that goes into getting it ready for the market.
And what was I reading, that some of the people who are in the marijuana cultivation business are actually concerned about the full legalization here?
They're concerned about wages. The producers and trimmers that we talked to said that more people are growing marijuana already. That's caused the price to drop from about $3,000 a pound wholesale to about $1,500 a pound wholesale. They think legalization means more people are going to flock to this market and their prices and their wages will fall.
The law of supply and demand. This is fascinating. So the bill passes, but recreational use won't actually be legal till next summer, July 1st. One might think that this would mean a lot of sales tax money pouring into state coffers, but right, Oregon doesn't have a sales tax. So will there be a money benefit for the state?
That was a big selling point of legalization here. There will be a $35 an ounce tax on marijuana flowers or bud, but that won't apply to medical marijuana. So there's kind of a tension that creates. We know a lot of people have medical cards who are purchasing pot recreationally. The medical pot isn't going to be taxed. So there's a real question of how the recreational market can compete if the medical system's not very tightly regulated and untaxed.
Amelia Templeton is a reporter for Oregon Public Broadcasting. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It was my pleasure.
And a California high school teacher is dumping Shakespeare to teach Serial, the whodunit podcast, instead. Serial, a subsidiary of public radio's This American Life, is all the rage in hipster circles this month. Writing in quartz, the teacher says Serial is more conducive to learning Common Core standards than Shakespeare. Among his arguments, the multimedia aspect of the show and its supporting documents encourages students to synthesize information from a variety of sources. Plus, he sees Serial as hip and fresh. I will say that Shakespeare can be all of those things in the right hands. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.